living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So go to Google and do a search of nutrition tips. You'll pull up only about 10 million web pages and about 10 million experts. So who are you actually going to believe when it comes to just finding some things that you can, I don't know, put on your refrigerator and just read every morning? Well, I think you can trust my next guest. She's Dr. Kathy Groover, host of the TV series The Alternative Medicine Cabinet and author of a book with that same title. She's been involved in natural health for 22 years. And she wrote this on her site, over 10,000 hours of hands-on experience. That's a lot of work. Dr. Groover, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to make sure we do 10 good tips, nutrition tips for the listeners. So let's get right into this. Let's go right into your number one, or you can start it any way you want, Dr. Groover. You can start with 10 and work to 1, or we can go to 1 to 10. How do you want to start?
Let's start with things you should add.
Okay, let's do that. Give us
things we should add. So I think we shall be taking a multivitamin. Our soils are depleted. Who knows how far our food has to be trucked to get to us. We're surrounded by artificial everything. Our water, our air, our food. We're not exercising enough. We're stressed. We're not getting enough vitamins. I think we should all be taking a high-quality vitamin supplement. And I buy high quality, I don't mean a 500-day supply for $1.99 at your big box store. If you can get it from organic whole food sources, that's the best. There's some great liquid vitamins, there's sprays, but I think we should all be taking a vitamin.
Yeah, I think you hit on something there. Our food chain, the soils, everything is just poor, 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 right?
Yep.
What's the second thing we should add?
The second thing we should add is a mineral. A lot of people take a multivitamin, but usually in a multivitamin, especially a one a day, there's not minerals in it too because they're really big molecules. They have to be a gigantic horse pill. So adding in minerals is great. I like multi-minerals. You get the trace minerals. We so emphasize calcium in a society. Magnesium is actually my favorite mineral because I'm nerdy enough to have a favorite mineral. But it's magnesium because it helps with, who has a favorite? Doesn't everyone have a favorite mineral?
I do actually, so I'm right there with you.
Well, that's the doctor thing. It helps with mood. It helps with sleep. It helps with constipation, muscle aches, headaches, menstrual cramps. I mean, that covers everyone I know. So I'm all about the minerals. I think high quality food sources are best, all this right. good stuff. But yeah, definitely minerals and magnesium rocks.
Yeah, and I agree, and magnesium is probably my favorite. We know that it's, associated with like 300 reactions in the human body. I mean, it's so important. But, when you talk about poor soils and stuff, what's really missing are those minerals and the trace ones, the copper, the manganese, all of that. So I like that idea of a nice mineral formula. Is there something else we should add?
Yes, I like probiotics, and for anybody that's ever been on antibiotics, and I think I don't know anybody that's never taken an antibiotic.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Anti-against biotic life. So, yeah, it kills the virus or the, whatever it is you're taking it for, but it also really destroys our gut bacteria, and they're seeing so many studies right now about the flora in our gut and how important it is. They're doing fecal transplants in some major hospitals. This stuff's important, and we need to get it back in. I don't believe that yogurt does it. It gets to the stomach, but it does not survive all the way to the colon so that it can reproduce. Take a good probiotic. I'm all about probiotics, too.
I'm glad you mentioned the yogurt thing because I know there's a lot of companies, fortifying the yogurts and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right. I don't think that – I think it's a waste of money, and we're all for getting the best bang out of our buck. So why not just do a high-quality probiotic product? I totally agree with that. Does that wrap up the things we should add? Anything else?
It does add up the things we should add. How funny that you knew that. Yes, it does.
I took a guess.
the subtract list is much bigger. Okay, so the first thing that we got to get rid of, we got to kill off the soda. Diet, regular, I don't care. Right. I heard you mention on another show about making your own soda at home. I'm all for that. Get
that's
natural
what I do.
Products.
Yeah, that's what
Sweeten
I do. Sweeten
it with stevia.
Yeah.
There's machines now that you can make your own soda at home. Go for it if you have to have it. But the conventional soda, I really think, is detrimental. And one of the big reasons is the phosphorus. It's pulling calcium out of our bones. And for women who are worried about, osteoporosis and or dumping calcium into their body and then still drinking soda, I think that's a really not smart idea. So soda has to go.
Okay, so what's another one for us to get rid of?
Artificial sweeteners. I'm not talking about stevia. I'm talking about the pink, the blue, the yellow. The packets that we now have to refer to by color need to be out of our diet. They are linked with so many things. There's never been good studies on them. My understanding is in 1988, the most complaints to the FDA were about an artificial sweetener, and it's still on the market. So a lot of people don't believe we should be consuming this. It's a chemical.
And they don't help with weight issues anyways, right?
No.
As a matter of fact, it may mask the your brain gets kind of confused how much calories are coming in with it. And people tend to overeat with these artificial sweeteners, right?
There's studies that show it shuts down the leptin production in our brain, and leptin tells us when we're full. So if we're switching to an artificial snack or an artificial soda to try to lose weight and it's actually making us fatter, how frustrating is that? So, yeah, artificial sweeteners got to go. Use stevia or Lohan or, you know.
So here's what, I like stevia. That one is simple to do. So I'm just keeping track here. We have three on the ad, two on the subtract. That's five total. So we have five more to go, and we've got a couple minutes. So let's go to the next subtraction.
I got them. Okay, so this is going to hit your other beverages. High fructose corn syrup. Don't believe the commercials. It's not the same as sugar. It, you know, you don't just squeeze corn and get juice. That's not how we get high fructose corn syrup. It's a highly chemical process. And they keep sending me studies about why am I not suggesting this? This is terrible. And I think it's bad. I think we don't know long term what it's doing. I think it's contributing to obesity. Just my opinion. I think that has to go too.
Well, and I agree. I'm going to be doing a webinar coming up here next month about fructose really as a poison. I have physiological evidence of what it's actually doing in the liver and how it links right to the development of gout, blood pressure, and body fat. So I totally agree with you there. It's that unimposed fructose is the issue. What's another? Let's go to the fourth thing we should subtract.
Okay. MSG. And this is a hard one because MSG doesn't have to be labeled. If it says MSG on the label, that means it's pretty much 100% pure. If it's less than 99% pure, it doesn't have to be put on the label. And so,
I did not know that.
Yeah, so for people who are sensitive to it, like myself, I'm very sensitive to MSG. It doesn't have to be put on the label, so that can be really detrimental for people. So definitely want to kill off the MSG. If you Google hidden names for MSG, you'll come up with a list of how they can mask that in your food.
Oh, I think that's a good point, and that applies to a lot of other ingredients as well. As a matter of fact, high fructose corn syrup might be called corn sugar or something eventually.
Yeah.
So, the industry knows what they're doing, don't they?
Yeah, what's so much safer if they call it corn sugar? You know, if you call a cigarette a happy stick, you don't get cancer.
Is there you mentioned Googling? I want to just do you have a favorite website to look up some of those different names?
If you Google hidden names of MSG, literally the first one that comes up is the one I tend to refer to. If the packaging says something like spices or flavorings, oftentimes it's MSG because they already listed the spices. They put ginger, garlic, onion, spices. I'd be aware of that. Yeah. So
let's go to the fifth subtraction thing. Now we got three more things to go. So let's give us the fifth one there.
Perfect. And let's talk about labeling GMOs. Huge debate right now in this country. We have to get rid of the GMOs. We don't know what it's doing long term to us. It's increasing our pesticide exposure. It's destroying our environment. At the very least, label them. Please, can we get them out of our diet? Corn, soy, cotton, three most highly genetically modified.
So what's after the GMO number six to subtract out?
Trans fats. Now, we've been talking about this for a while. Again, with the labeling, just because it says no trans fats, it can still have it in there if it's under a certain percent. So if it has hydrogenated oils, it's been trans fats.
Watch those different names there. What's the last one, which gives us the 10th nutrition tip?
Soy. I'm not a big fan of soy. We're over-soyed in this country. It can lead to breast cancer with the phytoestrogens. It's feminizing traits in young boys. It's genetically modified and highly processed.
Do this. Do me a favor here. Give us the name or the web address that people can come and visit you at, interact with you there. Go ahead and give us that web address.
Sure. It's thealternativemedicinecabinet.com.
All right. This is Healthy Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.